admitting. Go for Terry.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Linda Leonard.
Hello.
I see Hi. David Nkimkin. I see Kendra Mann. I see, who else do I see? People are joining. It's so exciting to see you. I'm Terry Mason. I'm on the board of the Beast Alliance. Some of you might know me. Some of you might not. We also have a bunch of our leadership council and board members here, but it's so great to see you.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
People are joining. A few more people are joining bit by bit. If you would go in the chat and type in where you are dialing in from, and on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being absolutely excited, can't even stand it, and 1 being, I don't even know why I'm here, type in how excited you are to be here. 1 to 5.
Okay.
And where you're from. Mm-hmm. We have more people in the waiting room, Dee?
Yes, ma'am.
Cool.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Christine and John. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So type in the chat where you're coming from.
Good to see you guys.
And a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being really excited to be here, and 1, I don't really want to be here, but somebody made me. So your scale of 1 to 5. Also, so everyone here knows, this call is being recorded because we're going to post it as a podcast. So when you go to the breakout rooms, it won't be recorded, but this one will be. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited to see all of you. And we're going to have fun tonight. This is not going to be one of those boring calls that makes you wish you weren't in the front of the screen anymore, because we've all had way too much of that lately. And this is going to be different. So we're going to have a good time. We have some other people coming into the call, but let's just get started. We're really happy to see you. We're honored to have you. We really want to appreciate you, our special donors, for being a part of the Peace Alliance. And we're just delighted to have you here. And I'd like to first pass it off to Lynn Lannan, who's going to introduce our new managing director. Lynn?
Thanks, Terry. It's my pleasure. I've spent so many hours with Dee, talking with her through the interview process and introducing her to the board and to the council leads. So we are so thrilled to have Dee at the helm of our organization right now. We're very clear that she's the right person. We spent 4 months looking for a managing director. And as chair of governance, I led that search. And we had amazing candidates, and Dee came to the top. Okay. And here she is. We're thrilled to have you here, Dee. Thrilled. On so many levels, you can read her bio online, but I just want to say welcome. And you know, Dee brings such, she was a state coordinator in South Carolina for the Peace Alliance years ago. She's worked in not-for-profits for years, she's got management experience, fundraising experience. She's the perfect person. She's the perfect person to step in right now. And Liz, you agree with me, I know. She's the perfect person to step in right now and take us to the next stages of our organization. So welcome, Liz. As you get to know her, you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Dee.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome, Dee.
Thank you, Lynn. Hi, everybody. And some of the names that I see on the list of our donors, I remember from days gone by. It was 2008 when I was the South Carolina State Coordinator. So I have been in the Peace Alliance realm for quite a few years. And so I'm thrilled to be a part of this team and very excited about where we are gonna go from here with a new administration and a new verb for peace and for change and for justice. There's just no telling where we can be instrumental in the changes that our country needs today. So I'm so grateful to all of you, our donors, who make all of this possible, make it possible for me to be here to do this work. Very grateful to you, and just looking forward to working with everybody. So thanks for the welcome.
Well, I think round of applause. Go off mute. Round of applause for.
Oh, we need to applause our donors.
All of our donors.
Yay, everybody!
Give yourselves a hand. All right, we are going to go very quickly. We're going to go through. There's a few people on the board and on the council that are going to do a very quick description of some of the work we've been doing this year. It's been a really fun year. New stuff, new initiatives, good things. So I'm going to start off with Judy to tell us about the blueprint.
Well, hi, everybody. And boy, this is great to see all these lovely faces. I've either seen you on the Hope Story Circles on Saturday morning or, oh my goodness, the Elliott. So great to see you guys. Everybody, big hugs. So I'm going to start out real. This is a popcorn thing. I'm going to start out real quick and talk briefly about one of our most powerful initiatives that we started over a year ago now, called the Blueprint for Peace. And some of you that have been around with the organization for a while were aware that a few years ago, we established what we felt were the five cornerstones to transforming peace, both in our nation and then consequently throughout the world. And one of the things that we've felt is that those five areas are the areas that are kind of underappreciated and not necessarily directly connected. So we had wrote an endorsement statement, which includes the five cornerstones, which are humanizing the justice system, empowering community peace building, teaching peace in schools, one of my very favorites, and enhancing personal and interpersonal peace. And then finally, international peace, which has to always be there because it's so critical to the world. But really what we have asked people to do is to sign on to this endorsement request. You go to our website, you sign on, and by doing that, we have the technology, which I'm learning is more and more scarce, so we're more and more happy to have it, to be able to send a message to all your elected officials on the state and federal level in basically 15 seconds. So through that, we have sent out literally hundreds of thousands of messages to elected officials, both at the state and federal level. I think Mr. Trump has received his fair share, among a lot of others. But we are happy to say that we have 12,000 elected officials who have, at the state levels, who have signed on. So, and this is a commitment that when they see policies and legislation in one of these five areas, they're committed to at least reading and sincerely, you know, assessing that legislation. That's the commitment we're asking of them. Additionally, it goes to, you can share it with your family and friends, of course, or, you know, we've now passed the elections, but during the elections, it's their good prompter for discussions with elected officials, if you see, and even at the local level. So great, that's Judy. I'm going to
3 minutes. You're supposed to be one.
Sorry.
No, that was wonderful.
Okay, listen,
Is there any specific thing you missed that you really need to say?
What?
Is there anything you missed that you really need to say?
No, I love everybody.
Oh, well. All right, let's move on to the Hope Story Circles. We have Liz and Yelena to talk about our Hope Story Circles.
Liz? Hi, everybody. I'm Liz Gannon-Graydon, and I'm on the board. And back in March, it's my experience that the fastest way to change the world is to change the stories that we tell. And starting in March, at the beginning of the lockdown for COVID, Terry and Yelena and I began facilitating what we called the Hope Story Circles. We started out by what were the stories emerging around COVID and how we were feeling about the uncertainty. We moved through all the events around George Floyd's murder. And we have just kept, I think we intended it to be short term, but we've been doing weekly calls, what weekly storytelling calls. And Yelena, if you want to tell a little bit kind of about the format so people have an idea of what we do.
Yeah, you show up on Saturday and you will see it. or you can just, you know, join our podcast. All of our Hope Story Circles are on our podcast and you can listen to it. But yeah, the invitation is to join in and experience it, because it's really an experience to hear the story and then integrate the story with your experience. So I invite you all to join us in the circle and share your story.
Wonderful. Thank you, Yeliz and Yelena. Moving on to Matt, you're going to talk about our Condemn Election Violence Initiative.
Yes, thank you. Before I do that, and this should not come out of my time allotment, I need to make a quick correction. I had just sent Judy some information that was, I sent it and it looked wrong. There haven't been 12,000 elected officials who've signed on to the blueprint. We've reached out with 12,000 messages to elected officials. So we're just getting started. Just wanted to clarify that. It sounded awesome. I think that's a great goal though, to have 12,000 sign on. So just want to first say glad to see everybody, grateful for your presence and ongoing support. So we started this Condemn Violence Initiative after a conversation with Joan Blades, who's the co-founder of MoveOn.org and LivingRoomConversations.org, and she'll be our guest speaker, I believe, next Tuesday on our monthly call.
Yep.
Anyway, it was about a month before the election when the rhetoric and, you know, potentials were really heated. So it seemed, you know, obviously more than possible there could be violence during and after the election. So we wanted to, you know, get ahead of it and try to hopefully stem some of the potential for it. And we got together with people from various backgrounds and beliefs.
I can't.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
There were conservatives, liberals, you know, et cetera, different categories of people that came together in joining to say that they speak out against violence. And we also started bringing together partner organizations and individuals to put it out, you know, that we wanted a peaceful resolution to any potential conflict. And so we used an online tool and let folks reach out to elected officials and urging them to sign on and speak out condemning violence. So thankfully, things have been, you know, relatively contained, but we wanted to make sure we had our voices and an action plan ready if it was needed. And in the meantime, we made some really great relationships and partnerships through this. And we, of course, continue to be on the lookout for any potential issues that might still crop up. So that's my quick overview.
Thank you so much, Matthew. Dan, tell us about the National Monthly Action Calls.
Okay, thanks, Terry. So folks who've been with us for a while, and hi, everybody. It's great to see familiar faces. And hello, everybody in Facebook land. Thanks for joining in. Folks will probably know that we have a monthly action call. It's the second Tuesday of every month. We've just made it a little bit earlier. Now it's 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific.
Starting this month. Monthly
starting this month, it'll be at 8:30. Yeah. We also have a monthly action associated with each of those calls. We have a special guest speaker, and we aim to include basically all the cornerstones at some time or another. So some of the actions will be around personal peace. What can we do for our own selves, our own development, our own centeredness in our families and our neighborhoods? And some are more about what's happening in the justice system and what's happening in schools and what's happening internationally. So along those lines, we've had special guests this past year, such as Jody Polk, individuals, as well as Hart and Jeffrey, Hart Phoenix and Jeffrey Weisberg, our dear friends who created the river that works internationally as well as locally with police youth dialogue area. We had Areshni Naidu Silverman, who's the director of the Sites of Conscience organization, and they work to promote intergenerational dialogues around challenging topics in museums and libraries around the world. So it's really publicly, civically created opportunities for dialogue. And we've really developed some more emphasis this past year around these community dialogue and truth and reconciliation processes from the local to the national and international level. What can truth and reconciliation or truth and healing look like for our culture? Is it something that's really being called out for in terms of race in this country, in terms of the origins of this country? What is available? So out of that emphasis grew a Truth and Reconciliation or Truth and Healing Working Group. And that group has met 7 times now, headed by myself and Yelena and our dear friend Jay Thompson. And we are having 2 more meetings this year and then for ourselves for the next year that focuses on legislation as well as community story sharing and building a foundation and an advocacy movement towards truth and healing within this country. So stay posted with us, get involved. We'd love to have more participants, and I'm very excited about what that's going to look like in the coming year. So thank you to you all.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dan. Nancy, tell us about Advocacy Days.
And okay.
You have 1 minute. You have so much you guys are doing, but you have 1 minute.
Okay, well, I'm done.
1 minute, not 1 second.
Come on. Okay. So Advocacy Days, as most of you know, we have gone to Washington, D.C. for many years to advocate for Department of Peace Building and other legislation. And the last time we were in Washington, which was in 2019, visited 200 offices of congresspeople and senators and had meetings. This year, we had a COVID adapt, and so we had a 2-part program. We had Building Bridges, Not Walls, Peace In, where it was a day-long event where we invited speakers who most of them have had a big history with Department of Peace Building and the Peace Alliance. And if I have time, I'll mention some of this, but if listen to the recordings again, if you go to the website to the Department of Peace Building page, you'll see a link to those discussions. And I'm not biased or anything, but they were really good. So, and then if I have more time, I'll tell you names. But the other thing I think I'm supposed to talk about is PIES. Every year we do, we've gone to local offices of members of Congress and senators to deliver PIES and to meet with them. And the idea is peace wants a piece of the federal budget pie. And almost all people love PIES, so they really like seeing us. And this has been a really successful and fun thing. And last year we expanded it in California to visiting some state assembly people and state senators because we were also working on a state level bill that's comparable or overlaps with Department of Peace Building. And so those are just some of the things we do our season for nonviolence actions and working with Barbara and introducing, revising the bill and introducing it in early next year. And so I guess that's my whatever time.
Thank you so much, Nancy. You have an incredible, intrepid group that's doing all this work. So congratulations to you. Patty, sure. Tell us about social media.
Okay, so I am really fortunate to be able to showcase and promote all of this fabulous work that's been happening. And we do that across 3 different social media platforms, one being Facebook, in which we have 19,700 followers as of today. And,
some of them might be on the Facebook Live right now.
They might be. Hello,
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 hello, family.
Hello, Facebook family.
And then we're also on Twitter. We have 17,400 followers on Twitter, which is great. And then on Instagram, we have 175, which is interesting. So I will encourage you all to load the Instagram app and start being active on that as well. And, you know, it's really great for me to be able to connect with and respond and initiate conversations from all the messengers we get across the world who want more information, wants to check out our resources, want to connect with the different individuals who are on the Cornerstone Leadership Council. And so it's been really, really positive. And I think that we also have some other aspects of the communication, which is our quarterly e-news, which I hope all of you have been receiving. And that basically showcases, you know, specific things that our council leads have chosen to share. you know, we make it as positive as possible, and we just share all these initiatives that we've been talking about, and am very, very grateful for all of the support and the communication flow that we've had as part of the Peace Alliance. Thank you.
Thanks, Patty. That's my turn. I'm going to talk about the podcast. So for those of you who don't know, Peace Alliance now has a podcast channel called Peace On, and we are on Apple and on Podbean, and you can link to it from our website. If you look at the top menu, it says Peace On. Just click on that. So, and Peace On is your source for inspiring conversations and information from thought leaders across the spectrum on topics related to the strategies of building peace, fostering nonviolence, and creating a world that thrives, shifting our understanding toward empathy, compassion, and connection. So, and we hope that it inspires you to engage in dialogue in your larger community. And it's brought to you by the Peace Alliance at peacealliance.org. And all of the Hope Story Circles are podcasts. Our monthly National Action Calls are podcasts. We have a couple of other things that have been podcasts. Tonight is going to be a podcast. And I'm looking into 2021 doing maybe some one-on-one interviews with some cool people and have those be podcasts, maybe two or three people at a time. Who knows? We'll see. Stay tuned. Check it out. So for those of you, now we're going to go into breakout rooms. For those of you who don't know that, what that means, Dee's going to set it up and she's going to set up a little thing, and you're going to get a thing on your screen saying join breakout room number three. And you'll be put together with a couple, three people, and you're going to have just like 4 minutes to talk about, what did you learn about what we're doing? What do you think about what we've been up to? What do you think is interesting? Why are you a donor? Why are you here? So we're just going to take a really short time and then come back together. And when you're in your breakout room, choose one person to kind of lead it so that everybody gets a chance to say something. And also choose one person, might be the same person, might be somebody else. When we come back to the big room, share what was shared in your little room, all right? So one person to lead it, one person to come back and share your thoughts. So Dee, are you ready to set up the breakout rooms?
I believe I am. For those cool. of us that are gonna stay in the big room, you may need to exit out of your breakout room. So just did those of you that know who I'm talking to, you'll know what I'm talking about. So we're gonna go into the breakout rooms and we will
a quick clarification question. 4 minutes total for the whole breakout or 4 minutes a person?
4 minutes total for the whole breakout. It's going to be quick.
Got it.
Make it quick. Why are you a donor? What did you like about what we just talked about? Two questions. Ready?
I believe so.
Ready, set.
Yep. Ready, set. Ready, set. Go.
Woohoo. See you soon.
Now it's working. All right.
So pause the recording or not. Cool. How are the Facebook Live folks doing? What's going on, Justin?
We just have one person, Jean, who commented hello, and she and they are glad to be here tonight from Leesburg, Virginia.
Yay.
Yay.
Hi, Jean.
I hope we are still in the main room.
We are.
Okay, good.
Totally are. And Tim, I don't think has sound on his computer. That's why he's hanging with us. And Tim, I think that's true. And if that is true, you can type it in the chat. Tim's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Right. Okay. Well, you can hang out with us in the big room until later. But you really should work on getting sound on your computer, I think. Just a thought.
So we're talking to the Love Facebook Live folks right now. And so Terry and Judy, I think you guys were going to spend a little time. I know, Justin, you were saying, do we have any questions or do we just want to talk about the Peace Alliance for those that may not know a whole lot about it?
Yeah, just first of all, there are no questions right now, but if there are any questions, please feel free to drop them in the comments. We're monitoring them right now, so we will get you an answer from either one of us or Terry or Judy.
Great.
Cool.
Don't be shy.
No shyness allowed.
Maybe we should just say welcome if you're out there in the ozone or the cloud or wherever you are.
Yes.
Try to understand where that is. And we want more of you to join us and learn about the Peace Alliance. We actually have been around for a long time. Small but mighty organization, started in 2004. Our initial piece of legislation was a piece written by Dennis Kucinich and Representative Barbara Lee. And it was we considered our visionary piece of legislation. It's to create a U.S. Department of Peace Building. Beyond that, we support, if you've listened a little earlier, legislation and policies in our five cornerstones, which we feel are five areas in which peace building and peace work and nonviolence work and social justice work are critical. And so as legislation comes along, we work with other organizations frequently to push forward a piece of legislation, for example, on the national scene. An example would be the Violence Against Women Act. At the local and state levels, we've been involved in social justice and humanizing the justice system and helping support legislations in state houses. Most importantly, one that was very successful in Colorado. We have a long history. We have supported funding budget when legislation wasn't predominant or passing or moving through our Congress, as has been the case in the last few years. We've worked on budget issues. One of the things I think we're most proud of is that we are real instrumental in getting the funding for the U.S. Institute of Peace reinstated for 3 years in a row. So we do a lot of things, and it's kind of whatever is the hot topic of the day. I don't know if anybody has any questions, more questions.
Our folks are going to be coming back in
forever.
Yeah, our folks are going to be coming back in from the breakout rooms shortly here. So,
So I can keep talking. Terry, you want to add anything to that?
No, that was brilliant, as always. As Judy Kimmel with the brilliant words of Peace Alliance magic.
Well, thank you. We do magic in small but mighty ways. It's interesting. And one of the things that I think is really fun about social media is this idea of working with other organizations and people who've never been touched by us before. So it's an exciting time, and the winds are shifting. So we may be able to get more involved this year and going forward with the legislative advocacy work and not so much policy development work, which is something we've been doing in the past, and these endorsement statements and things like that. So they're back.
Yay.
We are back.
Oh, people.
We missed you.
All right. So good to see you.
I talked too much.
It was a long time.
who wants to talk? Who wants to share? Who wants to go?
We were a breakout group one. Can we go first?
Please do. Yes.
Okay. So yeah, it's fascinating being in a group of people that are really peace builders for life. And it is peace builders for life. And, you know, it's inspiration to just hear what that continues, that you never actually step out of that. It just, you know, continues. And you are, you know, destined to walk the talk. So can we, you know, I just want to applaud that and just say I'm amazed to what I just heard and how much, you know, this is a passion and actually a devotion. So I really appreciate love you.
Awesome. Yay, room number one.
Yay.
How about room number two?
Was that us? I think that was my room.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, Conchetta was on with us and she couldn't unmute herself. So she was holding up little signs. So what came up for us, a couple of people, everyone in the room really said some version of the same thing. Matthew and I were in the same room and we both talked about Lynn McMullen, who really affected us when she said, put your money in whatever you want to create more of. And that was such an empowering idea. And then Geraldine said, you know, if you want to see your values, look at your checkbook. And this idea that we really kind of love this proactive peace. And I always found that a powerful idea, that if you want to create more peace, that's where we have to put our money. So I think that was a really beautiful idea that came up, and it brought back good memories, I think, for all of us in the room.
Nice. Yes. How about room number three?
Well, we were in number three. Hi, I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, everybody. And we had some fabulous, wonderful old-time donors and old-time activists and amazing people. And we had some brand new people to the Peace Alliance in the last year. And we all felt the same in that the Peace Alliance is just an incredible organization. And when you look across the boards at what you want to invest your money in, if you have money to invest, then this piece is what it's about. So that's what we have to do. We've got to take those steps to support in whatever way we can. And donating is one of those ways, among all of the other ways. But we just had a very enthusiastic group and who's very much in love with the Peace Alliance.
Yay, thank you. Who's next? That was four, right? Am I counting right? Who's five?
I think we're four.
Yeah.
Okay, four.
Okay, so we had a board member and we had a donor who's kind of new to the Peace Alliance. In fact, one of your good friends, Terry and Paul. So Janice and Lynn were in the room, and basically we just introduced ourselves and talked about, why we were engaged or involved with the Peace Alliance. And, you know, one of the things that came out of that was because, you know, we're surrounding ourselves with compassionate people. And so we're having compassionate responses to whatever is going on in the world today, and how we can make, you know, a difference. Maybe not being able to go out physically and show up and march or do things at the Capitol, but there are so many ways that the Peace Alliance actually demonstrates doing things online and keeping us safe during these COVID, you know, the COVID times. And so really positive learning more about what we're doing and you know, having a level of interest in creating peace. So thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Everybody give yourselves a hand.
Yay.
Awesome. Go off mute and woohoo. All right, next up, we're going to talk about the upcoming things that are going to happen. We have new things upcoming in 2021. And first, I'm going to hand it off to Pete, who's going to talk about our storytelling plans. Pete, you want to tell
us
about it?
Thank you. And good evening to everyone. Storytelling is this next unit is going to be around Valentine's Day in February. And I think kind of the unique on the lighter side, and but we are still investigating through story, through folk stories, through music, through interactive play, dialogue between of generations of hope, and where we're going in this world of ours. And we see this as storytellers, more than one. We'll probably at each unit have two, maybe even be entertained, but also be challenged by some of the questions that will come out of the stories.
Wonderful. Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. And for me, we're cutting out a little bit here and there, Pete, but we have some really professional storytellers. We're putting together an event that we're gonna tell some fabulous stories. It's gonna be an event to pull people together and also to raise funds. So it's gonna be fun. Lynn, can you tell us about our desire to expand our board?
Well, let me just.
The deep subject.
Can we see?
It's a deep, heavy subject.
One of the things that we're clear about as a board is that we need to be more diverse, we need to be more inclusive, and we need to expand. A number of us on the board have served for a long time,
and we need to bring in a new generation of people. Justin represents that. He's our young rock star. In my humble opinion, Justin is our he's our young rock star. But it's important to us to have, you know, it's sort of like I've been thinking a lot about what Joe Biden has been doing about his appointments for his cabinet and his senior people and the inclusiveness of that and his commitment to make it look like America, you know, what America is like. And I think we want to do that. And I know we want to do that as a board. And so if you were particularly interested in bringing on some younger people, so Justin doesn't feel alone all the time.
Hanging out with all us old fogies.
The old fogies and then the really old fogies, which represents me. But I would say to those of you who are donors who are listening, if you've got some ideas about someone who could really make a difference and have an impact by serving on our board, we would love to hear from you. I mean, you could email Dee. And we would go or DM her and we could go from there. And we would love any input you have because we want all of our photographs to represent the spectrum of America. That's what I would just say.
Thank you, Lynn.
Dee, you want me to say anything else?
No, I just echo what you're saying. You know, we are living in extraordinary times, and there's a lot of many of us feel like we're on kind of an edge of a cast into a new way of living in this society, and we want the voices of the people who are directly impacted by what we are trying to make better. To be the ones that we're hearing from. And so, you know, it makes sense for us to deepen our team with voices of those who are directly impacted by the events and the circumstances that we're trying to change. So we'll be looking towards that for the coming year.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Dee. Amen. Amen. Amen to that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next, we have Justin. Justin's going to talk about Giving Tuesday, which starts tomorrow. Justin?
Yeah, that was kind of a good segue, Lynn. Yes, and I can't wait to turn 21
My pleasure, Justin. My pleasure.
21 again and again and again.
Listen, you're all youngsters compared to me. So,
yeah. And I do want to note, I've been involved with the Peace Alliance since 2008, 2009. Shout out, Terry, to bring me back into the loop. So while I am not a day over 21, I feel very much like this has been a part of my life. So I think being the young one, we're here to tell you all about the trends. And in addition to Black Friday, there's now a Small Business Saturday. Today was Cyber Monday. Today's Giving Tuesday. It's a big push for all charitable and nonprofit organizations to come out and really ride the momentum of people giving out their hard-earned money to causes they support. So in that vein, the Peace Alliance has two links. I've posted them on the Facebook. I'll post them on the Zoom as well. First, we have a classy link that allows you to sign up to be one of our long-term peace partners and to be a peace partner for 2020 and support initiatives there. And our new managing director, Dee, has created a Facebook fundraiser specifically on Facebook for the Peace Alliance's Educational Institute. And the neat thing about that is when you donate on Facebook, not only are you showing off to all your Facebook friends that you're donating and hopefully inspiring them to donate and, you know, get the ball really rolling, but also Facebook is matching up to $7 million in contributions on Facebook. So, you know, donate where you like. There's a little bit of a multiplier effect on Facebook. And show off to all your friends that you're just as cool as the rest of us.
Great. Thanks, Justin. All right, we're going to go into breakout rooms one more time. And this time, talk about, brainstorm, how can we expand our reach? How can we get to more people to share about the Peace Alliance? How can we grow the network and grow our funding stream? So we're going to have another 4 minutes to talk about that and then come back and share. Again, pick one person to run the little meeting. Pick one person to share when you come back. Ready, set.
Takes a minute for it to get its
thing
together, and then it starts shooting it. There they go. Bing, 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 bing.
There they go. Bing, 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 bing.
I didn't get one.
You didn't?
That's okay. We still love you.
Yeah. And Chet is with us too.
Oh, I'm going to assign you to a room, Liz.
Thank you.
Anybody so else? How's Facebook Live doing, Justin?
Yeah.
I'm muted. We are at 4. We dropped a few people over the past couple of minutes, and still no new questions. So if you're watching this, please send us questions.
Hello, Facebook Live people.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to say out loud too that, you know, the Peace Alliance has two pages for two different parts of what we do. There's the Peace Alliance, which is for the Facebook folks. That's where you've found this live stream. And we're also broadcasting this on the Peace Alliance Educational Initiative or Institute, Educational Institute. And so this live is being broadcasted on both those pages. The Peace Alliance Educational Institute is our C3 or our nonprofit arm of what we do. And that focuses on the five cornerstones of peace building. The Peace Alliance page is our C4, which is focusing on creating a Department of Peace Building in our cabinet level department in our nation's government, as well as other work with policy and things of that nature within the Congress. So that's a C4. And then the Peace Alliance Educational Institute is the C3. So just wanted to say that out loud for all of our Facebook fans that are watching and are wondering, you may have found us on either one of those pages. Please like both of those pages and so that you can stay connected to what we're doing. Patty was talking about what we're gonna be pushing out into social media, and we really, you know, you can grow the reach just by liking it, by inviting your friends to like it, by, you know, when we have events that you're going, even if you can't make it that time, it still feeds it to your Facebook feed. So these are the ways that you all can help us above and beyond becoming a donor and helping us with our revenue stream so that we can do the work that we're doing. You can also help us grow our reach. So I just wanted to say that out loud for all of our Facebook newbies who might be learning about us now. Yeah. So Judy,
yes,
talk a little bit about, you know, we were talking about what might be upcoming for the next year. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, so I've been with this organization since the beginning, and it kind of moves with the political climate of the country. Mm-hmm. And we've had 4 years of very little movement in the area of legislation and progress with regard to policy issues, or some progress, but for some people feeling they're going the wrong way. In any case, we're moving into a time when we anticipate that there will be a lot more action in the House and the Senate at the federal level, and to some degree at the state levels, depending on the houses. So I think we are planning a strategy meeting for the board and council the beginning of January to really map out what we see are the critical issues going forward. I know two of them that we are going to continue to work on because of COVID is certainly the providing a space and an opportunity for sharing and being in community with the people who are supporters. Beyond that, we, as I said, have the opportunity to look at policy issues and working in collaboration with other organizations to move definitive social issues forward. Black Lives Matter situation has pushed us definitely to look, and Dan spoke a little bit about this earlier, about social justice and initiatives in the humanizing the justice system area seem to be something that is of topic. So there are a lot of areas where we feel like there's possibility to make good movement and to actually come up with some bipartisan legislation. And generally bipartisan legislation sticks around. So we really are excited about doing some bipartisan legislation. So there's a lot of opportunity, and we'll see how the new president's cabinet falls into place, what their priorities are. We all have to work in coordination with that as well.
And we're all coming back.
Welcome back. Woo-hoo!
Good to see everybody. All right, room one. What can we do to grow our network?
I don't remember what room I was in.
Oh, I was room one. Well, we had a great suggestion about using Google AdWords, which is just this platform where Google gives free ads to nonprofits. And we used to be on it, and we had a really interesting little quick conversation, and that's something that we could start back up again, probably, with your support. And we might have somebody that is an expert at it that could help us. We're not sure about that.
Yeah, because Mike Flynn, who was on, said his son is a pro at doing that.
Ooh,
oh,
fantastic. Good.
Yeah, Tim says his son is certified in AdWords.
AdWords.
Ooh. Wow. Tim, maybe your son and I can connect, and we
want to hit him up.
That would be fantastic.
Tim doesn't have a microphone, but I did give him my email, so I said I would connect the two of you because I wasn't sure if your email was working yet, Dee.
Wonderful.
Jacob, excellent. Connect for sure.
Jacob. Oh, good. I'm great.
How about room two?
Room two. We talked about the want and desire for people to serve. We talked also about reaching out to support bringing younger people into the Peace Alliance to their forums, which they're most comfortable with, which are Snapchat and Instagram. And also we talked about if we all reached out to our circle of influence, just on Facebook, we would reach, that many more. It's a ripple effect. So we would be able to get that out there. And we also talked about the fact that when people are interested in supporting a cause and supporting a belief and in serving, then in the effort to serve, they'll give of their time, they'll give of their heart, they'll give of their money. And that we need all those things to support the Peace Alliance. So those are some of the things that we talked about.
Those are great. Thank you. How about room three?
Was that us?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. I went in there late. There were a couple of ideas that came up for us quickly. One of them is the idea that it's going to happen best with personal connections, right? And so to reach out with your personal connections, but the idea that people really have to know and believe that they have a chance at real input, that they'll be listened to and there's a real chance at input. And the other things that came up was inviting intergenerational connections, really working to bring younger people in. And that it's the experience that a lot of younger people are very well aware of the changes that need to happen. And the disposable income that they have, they want to have a maximum impact. And there is a lot of interest in changing and hearing different voices. And specifically, someone brought up that they felt that the Hope Story Circles and Truth and Healing initiatives are one way to bring new people in, that those are things that across the board we can get people interested in. And I think those are the main points that came up.
Wonderful. Thank you. How about room four?
Okay, that was us. And yeah, we have some really good suggestions. One being that when we should have we should really think about when we're doing different events or webinars or like speaker events and things, we should have like sell tickets, you know, or have tickets, formal tickets that can give us donate, like, you know, basically they can pay whatever they feel is appropriate. So it's a donation in that respect. So that's one thing we should consider. And then Smile Amazon, we need to promote that again, because now's the season and we know Amazon is making a killer amount of money, and you know, they can jolly well donate some our way, I hope. So, so I'm going to start promoting that, and we can send that out in our e-news and, you know, try and get everybody on board with that, because that really does add up. So, then another thing is birthday fundraisers. So having, it's so easy on Facebook to do a birthday fundraiser. You just select the Peace Alliance Educational Institute, and then you can just put it up there, and you'd be amazed how many friends just decide, oh, well, this is a good organization. My friends are, you know, my friends engaged or involved with, then I'm going to donate to them. It's like, it's super easy, and it does add up as well. I mean, I did it, and I earned like $250 without really doing much at all, except thanking everyone for their contributions. Also, joining, you know, for awareness is to join similar communities, peace building communities, those interested in promoting peace, and doing that specific communities within Facebook. And so then we would get onto that or into that community and be able to post our posts, you know, regarding the work that we do. And so it's kind of like-minded individuals all together. And then merchandise online. So promoting our online merchandise. I know we have our little online store. I think it's that. What's the name of that?
Dazzle.
Yeah. So if we want to work in, you know, really starting to promote that again for the holidays and give people a chance to buy some peace related gifts. So really cool. Good ideas. Thank you
really
all.
Really great ideas. Fantastic. Thanks, everybody.
Derry, can I have a moment?
Yes.
I just want to say it's my birthday on Saturday.
What?
And we are doing a special Hope Story Circle on Saturday. And I invite everybody here to come on, and I'm inviting my friends to come on for that and to celebrate and donate to Peace Alliance. Fantastic. So come on all on Saturday to celebrate my birthday with me.
Yay. Happy birthday.
Yay. That's fun.
Yeah, I wanted to say out loud, Terry, just real quick. I know that we talked about social media, and in our when we stayed into the main room, we talked a little bit about, for our Facebook Live folks, about liking our pages and sharing it among your networks. And I just want to say out loud to everybody here that is super, super important to grow our reach. So we're going to be doing more live streaming. We're going to be doing more events where we can connect the Zoom to our Facebook page, both pages, the Peace Alliance and the Peace Alliance Educational Institute. So please make sure you've liked both of those pages, and you can share a watch party of a live. It doesn't have to be when it's happening. It can be after the fact. And that just exposes your network to the work that we're doing, which will grow our reach. So make sure you've liked those two pages and that you share. If we're having an event, even if you can't make it, stay your going anyway, because that feeds it to your newsfeed and that lets your friends know. And so I know it's a little bit of a lie, but it helps just getting it out there with the algorithm. So
what that would be lie? Easy. What was that?
Oh my fib. God. A fib, a little fib.
So just real quick, for those of you who may be a little confused, the Peace Alliance is it's a nonprofit, but it's a 501c4, which means it's a lobbying organization. That is our advocacy side. The Peace Alliance Educational Institute is a C3, which means deductions to it are a tax deduction. But we're really all just one big family. It just need to be two sides to that coin. So that you understand when both are being mentioned, it's not, hopefully that clears it up. So this has been so much fun, and I'm so grateful to all of you for being here. I just want to go around the room and let everybody say their name, where they're from, and one word that describes their peace-building self. So I'm going to point people out. Dee, you go first.
My name is Dee. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, and my word would be diligent.
Ooh, Justin.
My name's Justin. I'm from DC, and my word would be gratitude.
Judy.
I'm Judy Kimmel. I'm in Mill Valley, California, and my word would be compassion.
Nice. Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, and my word would be love.
Katrina.
Hi, I'm Katrina. I'm from Washington, D.C., and my word would be introspection. Peace starts with me.
Nice. Lynn Lennon.
I am in San Francisco, California, and my word is fearlessness.
Ooh, Nancy.
I'm also from the San Francisco Bay Area, East Bay side of it, and my word is joy.
Janice.
Hi, I'm Janice Kingsbury in Culver City, California, and I guess my word would be to listen, listen.
Christine and John.
We are in San Diego, and my word is persistence.
Excellent. Matthew.
Matthew Alrock, I live in Oakland, California. I would say hopeful.
Liz.
I'm Liz from New York, and I would say perseverance.
That was my word, Liz. That was my word.
I think people took mine. Sorry, Patty.
You can use the same word.
It's all There's good. No it's all good.
Kendra.
Well, Captain Kangaroo said to share.
Share the word.
But my word is listening, and I'm from Petaluma, California.
Thank you. Dan?
Dan, Tallahassee, Florida. I'll say my word is welcome, and I want to hear what John's word is.
Oh, yeah. Well, John and Christine are working together.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he has a separate word. Unless, John, do you have a separate word?
We actually came up with the same word, but we had no verbal communication about it.
Persistence.
Yeah. Like Liz and Patty. Yeah. All right. Patty.
Sharing is caring, but I'll choose another word, which is connection.
And where are you?
Oh, I'm in Salida, Colorado.
Geraldine. Geraldine, take off mute. Mute, Geraldine. There you go.
Okay. Hollywood, California. And I guess my word is commitment.
Concetta, take off mute.
Oh, Conchetta doesn't have a microphone.
Do you want to type in the chat?
Sign up. She can put a sign up.
Mm-hmm. Or type in the chat, either one.
Or type in chat. Yeah, there you go.
Pete, how about you? Where are you from?
Pete Atticott from Memphis, Tennessee. My word would be focus.
Yelena.
Yelena in Greenville, South Carolina, and my word is peace.
David.
David, Chicago, Illinois, and my word is vision.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to ask Jenna and Tim to write your location and your word in the chat. Oh, Tim wrote Los Angeles area, active patients. Nice.
Like that.
Jetta, if you could write it in the chat. And I'm Terry Mason, and I am in Encino, California, Northern Los Angeles, and I am grateful for all of you for being here this evening. Please take off mute, give yourselves a hand, and say goodbye. Yay. Thank you so much for being here. Yay. We appreciate you more than we can tell you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Happy holidays. You, Happy Giving Tuesday. Happy Share holidays. With your network. Share yes, Giving Tuesday, Tuesday with your network.
You can start donating right now. Network. You don't have to wait till tomorrow.
No.
I just say, Seta's from the Chicago area, and from what I know of her, connection is a big part of what
she does. Oh,
wonderful.
Wonderful. Fabulous. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.